11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch with ya boy, Mark Tauscher, rallying after a lovely evening celebrating Aaron Campman and Clay Matthews' entry into the Packers Hall of Fame. You made a joke about Clay and the green jacket and Augusta. Is there a Packers Hall of Fame jacket that you guys all have?
No, but I saw some of the, I guess it would be the Hall of Fame board.
Okay.
And I continue every year to say we should get jackets. And in essence,
talk to Mark Daniels.
Yeah, I think I mentioned something to him too, and you know, at some point maybe it'll be a jacket, but this is not. I don't think it's anything imminent. If that answers your question.
Okay, so I would like to see that. What I am thankful that I am not doing. I made a mistake two years ago. I should have gone to London with you. I don't know if I would have become a Queen's Park Rangers fan like you did.
QPR, yeah.
But I wish I had gone to London.
How are they doing this year?
They're middling. It's a middling operation.
You have no idea, you liar.
I don't have one clue. No, I don't even have a little clue.
Okay. We'll check the standings and get back to you. But the Packers are going to Brazil. And as you have heard on this program a few times since April, when we first heard rumblings that this was occurring, there was some talk about the dangers of Sao Paulo, mm-hmm. which apparently I didn't know this until I learned it. I was doing a little research this week. It is like 50% larger in terms of population than New York. It's like
big
it's
city.
One and a half times the amount of people living in the city, which
big city.
I kind of feel like New York's an awfully big city. But, and here's what's really interesting, A.J. Brown of the Eagles yesterday spilling some of the tea. Did I use that correctly, old boy, your boy?
I think spilling tea is more relationshipal, but maybe not.
Spilling the beans, spilling some information that the Eagles had a meeting, and it was basically a meeting of don't do's. Here is A.J. Brown talking with the Eagles beat writers yesterday.
A.J., Tanner McKee told us a story earlier this summer that last year he found out he spent time in Brazil, and you were asking him a lot of questions about Brazil, Portuguese, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Hey, where did that curiosity come about, and have you focused on Portuguese at all, or tried to learn any Portuguese?
No. Because we had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's, and I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, and come back home. that's the best way I could put it.
Remember though, with
yeah. It's me talking to him and asking a lot of questions. You know, that was my first initial thought. You know, but after hearing all this stuff, you know. I'm probably going to be in my room.
How do you kind of balance the fact that you guys are going to Brazil and it's this great opportunity to grow the game with also the fact that, you know, you're playing the Packers, it's, you know, your first game and everything, and, you know, you got to be focused on that. I mean, is that tough to do?
I think we got the gist
of it there. He says something else later, too, about this, about what's on the do and don't list, and among them... I was just going to try and text you to tell you that, Jesse. Among them is they told him don't walk down the street with your phone because apparently it'll be stolen right out of your hand. Now, again,
happened in London?
To Matt Sick while he was like doing it on the radio, if I recall.
Why are you laughing?
Because it is humorous to me that you brought that up on cue, and that's in London. So imagine how much worse it must be in Sao Paulo. And I don't want to be xenophobic and afraid of a different place that I've never been. But when you are hearing this, Tausch, over and over again, and you're hearing... You know, we're going to stay in the hotel. We're not going to go out. They're getting there on Wednesday. The game is on Friday. And as A.J. Brown goes on to explain, it's a bunch of things on the don't do list that you would normally do. I remember seeing you guys when I was traveling. I would get to the hotel, drop my bags just like you guys would. And if we're in Seattle, I want to go down to the market and go to Starbucks. And you guys used to go to like a big and tall store as a group of offensive linemen. All those things that are traditionally road trip things that players do, he's being told not to do by the Eagles. And I'm willing to bet that the Packers are telling their guys the same thing. What does that say about the scenario that they are going to grow the game in Brazil by playing?
Yeah, I think they're very concerned about making sure everybody is safe and everybody, the game can go off and then they're going to get out of Dodge. This is not a bowl game. This is going to be a business trip, and I think the Packers are, you know, flying down. I think they're going to have one day of practice. They're going to play and they're getting home. This isn't, you know, go and do a bunch of media and a bunch of press. I think that going down here, and you mentioned the population, there's a lot of NFL fans, and the NFL wants to grow the pie. And I think they also are realizing we better make sure we are taking great care of our teams that go down there, because they're obviously going to be concerned about a lot of stuff and not going out and having dinners and anything else. I think it's going to be go down, go to your hotel, go to practice, go to the game, go home. And ideally, when you go to different places, you want to experience all of that.
Right.
That is not going to be this trip. So that's kind of where they're at. And I think the Packers understood that from the jump, and that's why they were talking about runways, talking about the Cleveland Browns really wanting to go, trying to kind of get some of that. And now I think this is more all business. Let's get out of there and let's try to be as safe as we possibly can.
I guess my issue with that is I understand trying to grow the game, but if you are choosing a destination, and again, I don't want to be disrespectful of any Brazilian nationals. I'm not. I'm just telling you what the NFL is telling their people. And A.J. Brown just told you what the Eagles are telling their people. I just don't love the fact that in an effort to, quote, grow the game, you're playing a game in a place where you don't feel it's safe for your players to enjoy the destination at which they're playing a game. Like, they're not. Hey, Philadelphia has crime, right? Every big city has some measure of crime. But yet, if the Packers were playing the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field, they wouldn't get a warning that says, don't leave the hotel. Like, I just don't. Is this not a bad look for the league?
Not if things go off without a hitch. It's not. It's that they just, I think there's a lot of things. Just from a traffic standpoint and trying to get to the stadium and police escorts and all of the stuff that you take for granted here, I don't know how readily accessible that's going to be. So the reason that the Packers did not necessarily want to go is because of all of those unknowns. And I'm telling you, I think the league is looking at this saying, we're going to continue to go to spots that we feel we can grow revenue and grow fandom.
Yeah,
Brazil is next on the list, so they're going to do it, and I think they're really hoping that this goes off without a hitch, because there is a lot of nervousness and skepticism, I believe, for the people that have to go down there, and I think they're going to be excited, just like I am when I get done going on trips. I'm more excited probably than some of the people up here to go down to Brazil. But they're going to be very excited when they're back here next Saturday or Sunday, and they're safe and secure. That I feel pretty confident in saying.
Well, you'll also be very, very, very happy when you get home to Sun Prairie tonight, because you gassed up at Quick Trip, and your girl doesn't have to stop for gas and interrupt your nap on the drive back from Green Bay.
Yeah, I hope she's listening, and I hope the car is filled up as we speak, and I hope summer weather. It's a turn into fall, and my grill's been getting quite the workout. My go-to, of course, is from Quick Trip, the ground beef straight from the Quickery. $2.99 a pound, and we are making smash burgers. I made some. Max has made them. We love it. It's the perfect ingredient. Ground beef deals aren't the only thing that Quick Trip has to offer. Chicken. Roasted chicken every Monday $5.99. Bone-in tenders, $9.99 on Wednesdays. Did I mention the tenders? Oh, they're so good. Hand-breaded and boneless. You can also grab Quikrete white bread, 99 cents a loaf, to make sandwiches. Maybe that's what we'll do down with Gina. I'll go grab
some sandwiches.
And we're in Wisconsin, after all, so the dairy deals at Quick Trip. They're second to none. Nature's Touch American cheese, $1.99. And, of course, the ice cream. You can get vanilla or chocolate for $2.99. All these deals and more at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead and earn points. Take care of that payment. Just stop in, pick it all up, or you can get it brought out to you curbside.
We're going to see how talented Jesse is, because now we're going to merge the weekend preview and need it or don't need it into one delightful segment. You look nervous. You look nervous.
Yeah, those were very unrelated. I don't know how this is going to go.
Oh, by the way, Suda, our soccer correspondent, she just texted QPR, currently ranked 19th out of 24 teams in the Championship League. Which,
that's not middling.
That is not middling. That's littling.
Bottoming.
They're the Minnesota of the league.
But they shoot off fireworks after the games. Jesse puts together two segments into one next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The great Jesse Nelson combines the weekend preview and Need It or Don't Need It, presented by Fleet Farm, in one fell swoop.
Need it or don't need it?
I don't know how we're going to get this done, but we're going to try. All right, first up, I have a Need It or Don't Need It question for you, presented by Fleet Farm. Do the Wisconsin Badgers, who kick off the season tonight against Western Michigan, 8 o'clock kickoff, Tausch. Make sure you're there on time.
Okay.
Do the Badgers need to win more games this year? They won 7 last year. Do they need to win more games this year to call this a successful second season under head coach Luke Fickell?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair question. Again,
schedule's harder.
No doubt. Schedule's harder, but they're better, and they need to be better. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But I think last year was disappointing to a lot of folks, the way kind of the season started to unfold. And I think you're going to see better ball. Now, you're playing better teams. The matchups are tougher, and so you have to factor all that in. But, yeah, you don't see the same amount of banter about all this. I'm not hearing all that. It's like, let's go prove it before we get into that. And I think the expectations a little bit different than maybe what we saw last year.
Here's my question. And again, I know that I'm hung up on a version of college football from the 60s, man. But I always loved the, like, this team is building, right? And these guys that you saw flash as sophomores or juniors are now juniors and seniors, and here we go. And you could kind of see the crescendo of this team that was going to, like, your back-to-back Rose Bowl teams, right? And I go in not sure what my expectations are supposed to be, because I don't know the teams as well as I used to. And so I would like to see them win more than 7 games. Yes. But my next question is, Luke Fickell was hired, and they moved on from Paul Christ and didn't keep Jimmy Leonard, because we're not here for Big Ten championships. We're here for national championships. How long does that take to be able to be in that conversation? Are they going to find their way into that conversation this year? Maybe, right? I've seen a few people suggest they could be in there with the expansion. I hope that's the case, but I'll be honest, they have to win more than 7 games, I believe. At the same time, I don't know where my expectations are supposed to be. Next.
I brought this up earlier during our Cardinal and White game preview. And let's take out Minnesota since they blow off fireworks after a missed field goal at the buzzer to lose a game like they did last night. Does Wisconsin need to win one of its three marquee home games this year? Those three games being Alabama, Penn State, or Oregon. Does Wisconsin need to win one of those to demonstrate growth for the football program? Tausch?
I mean, ideally, yes. It's easier said than done. But yeah, I think you looking for growth. And the way you do that is by getting signature wins. That's a part of that process. And I don't think anybody's going to sit here and say when you play Alabama, Alabama's going to be, it's going to be tough, no doubt. But if you find a way to get those wins, that's how you jumpstart and really ratchet this thing up. And I think last year, we all had these high expectations, and then we're... Now this year, it's almost the opposite. There's, let's see how it goes in this. And you have a ton of opportunities to show how your program is developing. Those marquee games are the way you really... Those are your big tests.
Alabama, yeah, they're going to be tough. Indeed. So are the Ducks. I am eager to see how this season plays out with a new conference alignment as well and all these new teams in it. Look, I'm excited. I'm intrigued. But again, I don't know how good they are, so I don't know how realistic it is to think they will win one of those three marquee home games. But if you're a Badgers fan, certainly you're hoping they pull off one of them at minimum. Next.
Need it or don't need it. Oh, I forgot to do this.
Need it or don't need it.
Does every fan who drinks need to arrive?
I beg your pardon?
Does every fan who drinks need to arrive for the game on time at Camp Randall Stadium now that they sell beer? Tausch?
I'm not in the business of telling fans what they should and shouldn't do, but I do think... that has always been one of the, you got it. There's no beer here, so you got to tailgate longer. Well, now there's beer. Now, do I think that's going to solve all of the student section issues that people have? No. I don't know necessarily what the right answer. I have seen some different programs handle that differently where it's first come, first serve. You get in line, you get the better seats. It's not, you know, lining people up. So there's different options. I don't think there's a big problem with our general fan base getting to games late. It's the student section that has been the crux of that. And I don't think this move is going to change that. So no. Woof, woof.
I believe someone has arrived home from the cross-country meet. I don't know either, and as Tausch said, I'm not in the business.
Who has a cross country meet at 7 in the morning?
They ran a 10, but they
must have
far,
run fast.
Far away. Yeah, apparently some people run 3.1 miles off faster than I do.
Why are we doing an 8 a.m. cross country match?
I don't have the answer to that. I don't schedule cross country meets.
Not
but apparently,
conducive for the working public.
They're frequently, I believe, on golf courses. So I don't know. Maybe they want to be making sure that the golf course is free later in the day for the paying customers to play golf. But the bottom line on the beer thing is that I don't know if it's going to change attendance. I am curious how it affects behavior at games.
Yeah.
So I will defer to those who know far more and have made this deal to allow this at on-campus sporting
events.
Why
would golf courses shut down for cross country?
Like, well, they don't make any money on that. Sculled by a
sure
drive.
They, they rent it out.
Yeah.
I assume the schools pay to use their course. Yeah.
Although I do feel like it could just run anywhere, really.
Yeah, why do you have to pick a golf
again,
course?
This is a new world for me. I don't have any of the answers to this. I'll try and get those to you and get back to you. Jesse?
Need it or don't need it?
There's like all kinds of back roads that you could go run. Like,
well, you don't run on roads. Course. You run on grass. You run on like hills.
Rent a farm or something.
Rent a farm.
Okay.
You guys are super helpful.
The final portion of Need It or Don't Need It. This is the weekend preview portion.
Nice. I knew you could do this.
So five games to choose from on the college football slate. Pretty good one for the opening weekend. Of these five, which one do you need to watch?
Oh, I got mine.
14th ranked Clemson and number one Georgia kick it off at 11 a.m. on ABC tomorrow. That's followed by 19th ranked Miami and Graham Mertz and the Florida Gators at 2:30, the SEC on ABC. The Saturday night ABC game, 6:30, 7th ranked Notre Dame, 20th ranked Texas A&M.
Nope. Here it comes.
On the Big Ten Network, 6:30 Saturday night. We're big Vandals people around here. The Idaho Vandals and third-ranked Oregon playing its first Big Ten game on the Big Ten Network. Or last but not least, Sunday night standalone game, 6:30 on ABC, 23rd-ranked USC and number 13, LSU. So Jason's got the Vandals and the Ducks.
You bet. Coach Eck and the Ducks, come on.
Tausch, how about you?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'll be intrigued by that one.
Intrigued? Like, he's one of your best friends.
He's your boy.
I'm intrigued by it. I think they're going to get boat raced, and I hope they pull off an upset.
He's a boy.
I talked with him earlier this week. He feels very good about his football team. So, of course, I'll be intrigued to watch. But Clemson, Georgia, is Clemson back? I don't think they're going to be. I think Georgia's going to absolutely house them. So,
well, if they're both going to get boat raced, then why don't you watch the one that has your friend in the game?
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to watch this game tonight. I'm going to work it, and I'm going to probably take a weekend is what I'm going to probably
do. You're not going to watch any college football?
If I'm shooting straight with you. No,
it's the biggest college football weekend of the year.
There's some standalone games. I'll probably watch the USC game because I got to prep.
And
then there's a game Monday, too, right?
Isn't Oregon a opponent this docket? Year?
Yeah. You don't want to watch Graham Mertz on Saturday afternoon, see how he's doing?
No, I don't. No. Nope.
Bo Callahan, continuing his career at Florida. All right. That is the combination need it or don't need it and the weekend preview presented by Fleet Farm. I want to remind you, as we tell you all the time, Fleet Farm is giving you the best prices guaranteed. Any day, every day, shop savings all across the store on your everyday essentials. And if you somehow find a lower price, they will match it. So not only do they have the best selection, they also have the best prices guaranteed from anything. Pet food, auto essentials, bird seed. I get my corn for the deer in the backyard there. And, of course, I always get my bubbler drinks there as well. You will not find a better deal than at Fleet Farm. Shop the best prices guaranteed today in-store or online at fleetfarm.com. More Jesse with some Whoa Nelly. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Slash could really play the guitar. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Big day for Wisconsin football, big weekend for Wisconsin volleyball, big week next week for the Green Bay Packers. Still in a pennant race, the Milwaukee Brewers.
What are they, 22 games over 500 now?
And 9.5 up on the second place, Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. I read that they have the easiest remaining schedule in the National League, your Benedict Arnolds. How do you feel about that, Jesse?
Good luck to them. I'm sure
you didn't mean that.
Competing for a distant second will be a nice consolation prize for them this year. Mm.
The Brewers are playing a doubleheader today in Cincinnati against the Reds from a game that was rained out much earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. I believe doubleheaders are fun and should make a comeback. They did a little bit during the COVID shortened season when there were some designed seven-inning doubleheaders. They've gone away from that, but still, doubleheader is fun. You get two games for the price of one at the ballpark. I think these should be scheduled into the rotation in baseball. You want to join my club, Tausch?
Yes. Love doubleheaders. I think they should, especially in the postseason when everybody's like freaking out about, oh, one game, three game, doubleheader it up. Let's see. Let them out and play. What did Willie Mays used to always say?
Ernie Banks.
Okay. And what did he say?
Let's play two.
There you go. I bet Willie Mays said it too. I would bet Willie Mays and Ernie both said it.
All right, just for the record, we had a show meeting yesterday. This is why I love my job. Willie Mays, let's play two. You're the best. I am 100% in your club. I remember going to doubleheaders at County Stadium as a kid growing up, which, by the way, I think Just a Bit Outside is coming out next week. I think we might even get a sneak peek, if we're lucky, about the 1982 Brewers. I think these are the greatest thing ever. I don't think pitchers, I don't think managers necessarily like them, but I definitely... Good to see Matt LePay still listening. Willie Mays! But I do love a good doubleheader. I am in your club, Jesse, proudly.
Well, you know who else likes them? Players. Players love them because just like you end up getting a couple extra days off, I think that if you did this more, people would embrace it in a big way. I do.
But you don't make as much money, right? Unless it's, what do they used to call them? The twi-night doubleheader? Is that what they, it was where one was day-night doubleheader?
Day-night doubleheader.
So then everybody clears out, you got to buy another ticket. No, that I'm not on board with. I want two for the price of one.
Yeah, like a 3 o'clock and a 7
you want
o'clock.
A lot of stuff.
Oh, like you don't want a lot of stuff. You want your wife to fill up the
stuff,
car with gas.
What does that have to do with getting a free ticket to a baseball game?
You have a lot of wants, too. I just want to get two games for the price of one.
Whoa, Nelly!
As Willie Mays always said, keep the tank half full.
Oh, Willie. Old boxcar Willie.
ESPN NFL writer Dan Graziano has a fun list over at ESPNWisconsin.com. It's available with an ESPN Plus subscription.
I have one of those.
Potential bombshell surprises.
Oh boy.
For every NFL team. So he's not even saying it will be a bombshell surprise. It's a potential bombshell surprise. Any guesses? I'll give you a hint. It's on offense for the Green Bay Packers.
Dontavian Wicks is the leader, the receiving leader in the NFL.
Hey, wait a minute. In the NFL?
That's the bombshell, yeah.
Well, no wonder they were hiding him throughout the regular, throughout the preseason.
This is almost like the trailer for the Boldathon, is what this starts to feel
That's
like.
That's what I was just. Gosh, Jesse. It's a tease. It's a total tease. What did Graziano say it was?
Don't be surprised if Romeo Doubs is the Packers' leading receiver.
It's not bold. That's Been saying that for 6 months.
Oh, it's not bold. It's bombshell. Potential
it's not bombshell.
No, that's
we've,
not.
We've literally
bombshell.
Been talking about it. I Would am going to be fascinated. Jason, is Romeo Doubs getting a contract extension before Thanksgiving? Because that's not. I can't do that for my Boldathon. I'm telling you right now, and I was going to go up to Russ last night and just say, Russ.
Russell Wilson, your friend?
No, Russ Ball. I was going to just go up to him and say, as he was talking to D-Bach, I was going to say, you know what, man? What happens if you go offer Romeo 4 for $100? What happens? Is he saying yes?
Well, so I yes,
on the
I
record.
Think he is.
I don't know.
And
if
is that how you open your conversation with Russ?
Hey, what? Russ.
Hey, man.
No, I mean, I didn't do it, but yeah.
That's how you would do it?
If I was sitting there chewing the fat with Russ, I would say, boy, I think Dobbs is going to be the guy, and you see these receiver contracts are blowing up. I think Romeo Dobbs should be getting – if he starts the season like I think he's going to,
uh-huh.
I think he's going to be your next extension. Him or Zach Tom. Zach Tom is going to get paid in a big way, but I think Romeo Dobbs, that's one I think you throw a little bone and see what happens.
I'm super curious to see if they're willing to pay him and pay him early on. That is undeniably something I'm interested in. That's a big number. 25. I don't understand other guys are getting 30, 30. Is he worth just $5 million a year less than what Brandon Ayuk just got?
If he is the guy and you decide he's going to be the guy, if you pay him that.
I'm just not sold on them thinking anybody's going to be the guy. I think Goody really loves this and he wants to keep it this way. And maybe he'll pay someone, but he's going to want a deal. He's going to want it to be on his terms. And I don't know if 4 for $100 is even on his terms. If you're looking at that for Romeo Dobbs, I'm very curious to see. We now are down to four of the six draft picks at the wide receiver position. The top four are all draft picks from the 22 and 23 drafts. Gone is Grant Dubose now with the Dolphins, and gone is Samari Toure, who was released and not brought back for the practice squad. So those two seventh-round picks from those three receiver classes back-to-back are gone. Those top four are clearly the top four. I'm not sure what the payment plan will be, but I am intrigued, as you are, and I wish you would have talked to Russ about it and then told us what he had to say.
Jana in Pittsburgh and Dale in Reedsburg right on it. Thanksgiving of what year, Tausch?
That's the beauty of this show. You can leave yourself a little bit of wiggle room by just saying Thanksgiving. And then if it's 25 or if it's 26, you can be right on both counts.
All right, real quick, we've got to get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. But if, while Jesse's mixing up the bowl, Tausch, if Graziano would have said, don't be surprised if Jordan Love is the NFL MVP, would that have been bolder or not?
No, I mean, everybody's saying.
I don't think he's going to be the MVP, but we'll see. He's going to be very good, I think. All right, Jesse, pick a winner so we can get to Feel Good Friday.
Congratulations to this week's trivia winner, Luke in Waukesha. He played Wednesday with Riley. I never heard it, but I heard there was a fiasco with it. But nicely done, Luke.
A fiasco or two over the years, yes. You're the winner. That is Luke, the winner of our trivia for this week. We'll play again next week.
And an ode to your boy out in Monroe. Everybody that wins in trivia gets to chip in for the wedding.
I'm sure Craig Thompson will be very happy to hear that. Feel Good Friday.
Way to go, Luke.
Atta baby, Luke.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. You know, if you do your wedding on Friday, you can save some money, too. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain.
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Tausch, we begin with you.
Yeah, last night, the Feel Good Friday, again, getting everybody together, but I always love the sports and the family and the stories that are told and how it all kind of melds together. And last night, Aaron talking about his family, his wife, but his mom and his dad, same thing with Clay. Always makes me feel good, and that's the best part of these Hall of Fame things.
Jesse?
Yeah, even though we talked about the after party earlier this week, Feel Good Friday, all getting together and celebrating the life of my grandma Shirley, who passed away a little over a week ago. We had the funeral on Wednesday. It was great to be part of that, see the entire family get together. Doesn't happen very often where my mom's from a family of 10, where all the siblings are all in one place all together from all around the country and the state, and to be able to celebrate and remember her honor and legacy was really cool. So that's my Feel Good Friday today.
And a life very well lived, by the way.
93.
By your grandmother. I will take that for sure. All right, that's it for us this week. We will do it again next week. Game day today for the Badgers. Game day next Friday for the Packers in Brazil. Be with us all week long as we get ready for that game to kick off the Packers season. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.